A World Health Organization report shows the Fukushima nuclear accident in 2011 is likely to increase the risk of specific cancers for people in the polluted areas. However, the report predicts no additional risk for other parts in Japan, as well as the neighboring countries, which include China. The report evaluated the cancer risk posed on three age groups, including one-year-old babies, 10-year-old children, and 20-year-old adults. Maria Neira is the Director of Public Health and Environment at World Health Organization.
In these two most affected locations, for leukemia, for instance, lifetime risk, what we can predict is that in the sex group of males and infants, we can predict an increase of 7% over the baseline risk. For breast cancer, we saw a predicted increased risk of 6% for infants, females, 1 year old.
Now, the report also shows lifetime risk for leukemia, thyroid cancer, and all solid cancers for the emergency workers in the nuclear plant are all likely to be higher. Angelica Trisha, the WHO coordinator of risk assessment and management, said cancer risk from the accident can be neglected for Japan's neighboring countries.
The rest of Fukushima Prefecture, and in particular neighboring countries and the rest of the world, the estimated increased cancer risk is negligible, so it's within the variation of normal background rates.
Now, the Japanese Environment Ministry is questioning the WHO report, though saying it's not a chart predicting the future. The ministry says it's not confirmed that low-dose radiation of 100 millisieverts or lower has impacts on health. A magnitude of 9.0 earthquake and ensuing tsunami in mid-March 2011 severely damaged the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant and caused a nuclear leak.